Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On today's wrestling news, Andrade is All Elite.
A huge WWE star could be returning at SummerSlam.
We've got a new match set for Hell in a Cell.
An AEW champion received a special McGift before Dynamite.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? My name is Phil Chambers and I am joined again. He's deigned to join us on a Saturday. It is Gareth Morgan. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all today's stories, subscribe to the channel. It all really does help, and click the timestamps in the description to skip to each one of the stories today. But yeah, first up, last night on AEW, Mark Henry was out and he was having his interview with Tony Schiavone, talking about how he's like not here to fix AEW, he's here just to adjust the screws a little bit, because AEW in general, it doesn't need fixing. But anyway, eventually got interrupted by Vicky Guerrero, excuse me, and all that. And she does excuse them and basically kicks them out of the ring. And then she introduces her new signee, I guess, her new I don't know what the word would be for someone who is
client?
Managed. Client, that will probably work. And it is Andrade El Idolo. He comes out to just completely shocked faces in the crowd, absolutely losing their mind. And he just simply says that he used to say that he is the face of the Latinos, but today he's going to say he's the new face of All Elite Wrestling. And then afterwards, obviously, AEW did all the whole Andrade El Idolo is All Elite graphics and things on social media that all came out. Charlotte has since tweeted about it, just with a whole bunch of crying faces and a whole bunch of heart emojis. And generally, this is just good stuff all around. Andrade is going to be a fantastic fit in AEW, obviously coming in as a heel with as much heel energy as he could possibly muster, and Vicky Guerrero to back that up. But yeah, good stuff, I think.
Yeah, big time. It was one of them where it seemed, like you say, it seemed like the perfect fit, really. He was going to land anywhere properly full-time in terms of Western territories. It made sense to be All Elite Wrestling. There was a couple of things I loved about the debut. Just that when Vicky Guerrero initially said his name, like, is Andrade El Idolo, everyone just kind of, like, looked around. Like,
yeah.
What? Is that...
Is it? And there was, like, lots of... Like, they were still booing Vicky Guerrero. Like, they hadn't quite heard what she said or something. And it was just sort of confusion until he finally appeared on the stage.
Yeah, like, even the commentators were like, did we say his name again just to let everyone know?
Because, like, it does say Andrade in there. That's not the reaction we were expecting.
Yeah, and then when he actually did his promo in English, I loved that as well, because that's the thing where there was all this backstage rumours about the fact that Vince McMahon thought, oh, we can't really push him to the moon because he doesn't speak fluent English, and he just literally took the mic and went, I speak English fine. And it was just, it was great. He's going to be a badass. He's going to be a brilliant badass. And I think they said on commentary as well, he's going to be a threat to all the titles. So Kenny Omega, Miro, and anybody else, really. If he joins a tag team, like, just everyone, just be worried, because this guy's going to kick all the ass. Speaking of people who love kicking asses, a big old guy, is rumored to be returning to WWE at this point. He's not been on WWE television now since WrestleMania 36 Part 2. I think it was Part 2, was it? Night 2?
Yeah.
He's not been there for a while. So WWE officials are now reportedly kind of pitching ideas to have Brock Lesnar back at SummerSlam, which is huge. And this was recently reported by Andrew Zarian on the Matt Men podcast. He said that Lesnar was mentioned in early discussions for obviously potentially returning at SummerSlam. and the company just want to do something massive. They want to do something huge for this event. It's going to be one of the big welcome home events, I guess, for fans. One of the real, I think it is expected to be near full capacity, if not full capacity. So I think it's one of those where they really want to go all out for it. Originally, it was thought that potentially it was going to be John Cena, Roman Reigns. So John Cena was going to be the big marquee name, and they're going to have him in that huge match against Roman Reigns. But Lesnar also fits the bill. Why not have them both? That's what I say. Bring them both back. And they also, apparently, WWE are really interested in having a guest host. So apparently they want to bring in potentially Cardi B at SummerSlam as well, because he can't get Snoop Dogg. He works for AEW. And it should also, it's not been officially confirmed that Lesnar is going to be coming back to SummerSlam. The card itself hasn't even been properly confirmed, because this is WWE. Let's not forget that. God. And Lesnar's name was dropped a few times on Raw this week. We've obviously seen that with Kofi Kingston. Drew McIntyre were talking about him as well. I think Bobby Lashley mentioned him. That'd be a huge match if they finally gave us Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley. I'd be very happy, chappy. But just on SummerSlam itself, it's obviously scheduled for Saturday, August 21st. I went really all in on the Saturday because that's huge. I don't think we've had a SummerSlam on a Saturday, or at least taped on a Saturday, since 1992. And that was in England. Hey. So it's been a while, and the venue, which is expected to be a big old NFL stadium, so I think that's going to be the first time in a very long time as well that they've had a stadium for SummerSlam. Yeah. That's expected to be announced tonight, I believe, on NBC, during the Belmont Stakes pre-show, whatever the hell that is.
Excellent. Big stuff for Brock Lesnar coming back. It's be interesting to see where he fits back in. I think logically you're going to expect the Roman Reigns match at some point down the line, but also I don't think you should probably jump the gun on that like straight away with him coming back, so maybe better off if you put him on the Raw side of things, and then you can still have Heyman like switching between both brands, maybe put him in the title picture for Raw, and then maybe build to something for Survivor Series for Roman Reigns versus Brock, because then you get the inter-brand thing, you get the battle of who's Paul Heyman's favorite client thing. There's a lot you can do with that story in general, but I think Raw would desperately need a talent like Brock Lesnar to come in and shake things up a little bit and make it a little bit more exciting. And like you say, if we finally get that Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley match, all the only good things can come from that.
I need that in my life, Phil.
Indeed. But speaking of WWE pay-per-views, a new match was added to Hell in a Cell last night on SmackDown. Bianca Belair was coming out there, and she was talking about how like she's sick and tired of all the like constant disrespect from Bayley and the laughing in her face and everything. And she basically just called out Bayley and challenged her to a rematch at Hell in a Cell. And then after a bit of time of nothing happening, Bayley eventually appeared on the big screen, and she was coming live via satellite, and she was kind of in a room that was just like wallpapered with pictures of her as a champion. And she basically just says that like the world does not revolve around you, Bianca. And she said that this room is like her sanctuary where she comes to figure things out. She ends up accepting the rematch and says that at the end of Hell in a Cell, I won't be the only one laughing. And then she starts laughing, and then slowly the screens kind of turn off in the Thunderdome, and like one by one they're replaced by a little picture of Bayley laughing at Bianca, and that's the segment. It's really weird, this.
I'll never unsee this, Phil. It's already, I've not even been to sleep since this happened, and it's already haunting me. I'm having nightmares. I mean, I don't know how to just feel about this whole laughing Bayley gimmick. She's great. She's doing what she can with it. Like, it's better be hell, and she's making it annoying as hell. But I just feel like the entire feud's just built on at this point Bayley finding Bianca funny. There was a point where it seemed to be kind of going down the route of Bayley was wrong because Bianca used the braid. Backlash? Yeah.
Yeah.
She used
the
braid there. Needed to win. It was like, oh, I deserve a shot because of that. And I was like, okay, if you build the feud on this now going forward, that's a good centerpiece for it. But
yeah,
it feels like Bianca's now leaning on that crutch a bit, being like, oh yeah, you want the proper match? Okay, I owe you that. And now Bayley's just laughing.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. It had flashbacks of Alexa Bliss and Randy Orton with the screens thing happening. I think the more you stay away from that, the better. Didn't really land for me, this segment. But anyway, Hell in a Cell is shaping up a little bit The card so far is going to be Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair for the Raw Women's Championship, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. The SmackDown Women's Championship will be Bianca Belair versus Bayley. No word yet on what is going to be inside the Hell in a Cell, although you've got to kind of assume Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley at least will be. But we'll have to wait and see and find out, I guess.
Yeah, just on that quickly, I would quite like to see Bianca Belair and Bayley in Hell in a Cell. That'd be, if it's anything like Bayley Sasha, it may be the best thing on the show.
After last year, they'd definitely be able to steal the show.
Definitely be good. Right, so completely changing gears from Hell in a Cell to Happy Meals. That's where we're at. So Britt Baker was saying a lot of things about McDonald's on Twitter, I believe, in the lead up to last night. And obviously she won the AEW Women's Championship that was last Sunday. My days are all blurred together, Phil. It's been a while. So she won that belt, and that's really big. Britt Baker is your new champion. So McDonald's have rewarded the new champ with 1,500 Big Mac coupons. So that's for her celebration that happened last night on Dynamite. She showed this off on Twitter. She had two images with this. She said, she quoted on the tweets, but thank you, McDonald's, for sending 1,500 Brit Mac coupons for my championship celebration tonight. Love you. Hugs and kisses. And yeah, she showed the photos there. And then in the actual letter that McDonald's attached to this, it's quite interesting, actually, because they put hashtag Brit Mac. Congratulations on this accomplishment. Hope those coupons keep your fans well fed on your favorite. Oh, and keep your eyes peeled. We've got another little something coming your way. Your friends at McDonald's. So based on Dynamite, you've seen Dynamite already. If you've not, maybe pause this, go and watch it, then come back. But on there, she did the big celebration. She said, hey, everyone, you've got coupons underneath your chairs for a Big Mac. And then everyone checked and they weren't there because Britt Baker is a douche. It's great. So she said she was just going to keep the whole coupons for herself, Rebel and Tony Schiavone, because, you know, the best buds. Yeah. And then Nyla Rose just went mad and started throwing the burgers everywhere and popping balloons. It was a bit clunky at the end of it, I'll be honest. Not as clunky as like LED screens with laughing Bailey faces, but clunky nonetheless. And we didn't really, I don't think we got that second prize. I may be missing something, but I don't think we did. So could this be a big thing? Could we have a Brit Mac, a genuine Brit Mac with like the burger has Britt Baker's face on it? That's my
imagine. Maybe it's going to be part of her entrance at the next big show. Like she comes out of a giant burger. The New Day did with their cereal box.
The urge I'm like fighting right now to just say it, I'd be loving it. Oh, I did it, Phil. Sorry, got out myself.
And on that note, let's end this video straight away. Thank you for watching. That has been the Saturday News. If you want, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at happygmorganmeal.com. No, at gmorgan04.
You can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Like I say, subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, especially Britt Baker coming out of a Happy Meal box. And yeah, what else? Ups and Downs is coming later on for SmackDown and AEW, a double header for Simon. We've got the SmackDown review podcast will be coming up later on as well. So yeah, stay tuned for all of that. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine-washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's A-L-L-B-I-R-D-S.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.